Girinagar centers, first time I'm coming here. There is a nice bhajan which I thought we can sing. It is called Sri Kevalashtakam. How many of you have heard this bhajan before? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. So many devotees have not heard. I think you all have one copy. And if someone can please give the sheet out as and when the devotees come in, someone can who is sitting there. The devotees who are coming late, someone can sit there and keep, so they can keep handing them a copy. Not known. It's an anonymous Sanskrit poem, but definitely whoever it is, he's a great devotee and he has understood the principles of Krishna consciousness very nicely. So he has expressed the truths of Krishna consciousness and the Vedic philosophy very nicely here, especially focusing on the holy name. Madhuram madhurebhyo pi mangalebhyo pi mangalam.
Satyam, Hare Namaiva Ke.
केवलम् सगुरु सपिता चापि सामाता बांधवोपि सह चेत् सदा स्मर्तुम् हरेर्नामैव केवलम् शिक्षयेत् चेत् सदा स्मर्तुम् हरे नामैव केवलम् निश्वासे नहि विश्वासः कदा रुद्धो भविष्यति निश्वासे नहि विश्वासः कदा रुद्धो भविष्यति कीर्तनीय मतो बाल्यात् हरे नामैव केवलम् कीर्तनीय मतो बाल्यात् हरे नामैव केवलम् सदा वसे तत्र यत्र भागवता जनाः हरिः सदा वसे तत्र यत्र भागवता जनाः गायन्ति भक्तिभावेन हरे नामैव केवलम् गायन्ति भक्तिभावेन हरे नामैव केवलम् अहो दुःखं महादुःखं दुःखात् दुःखतरं यतः दुःखं महादुःखं
Sachartham Vismritam Ratna Hare Nameva Kevalam. Gachartham Vismritam Ratna Hare Nameva Kevalam.
सुभद्रा देवी की जय। श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ की जय। श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। श्री श्री पंचतत्व की जय। श्री हरि नाम प्रभु की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। Should be put either before Kirtan or after Kirtan. Hare Krishna. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So this bhajan that we just sang is a very simple bhajan, as you must have all realized. Even though it is in Sanskrit, it is very simple Sanskrit. And I'm sure that all of you have understood this song, or at least you must have understood most of the song. And we have all heard this famous verse from the Brihad Naradiya Purana, Hare Nama. Yes, please switch off your mobile phones now. Anybody has mobile phone, you please check to see that it is switched off or in silent mode. We want only Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, not Mobile Nama Iva Kevalam. So you have all heard this famous verse, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyatha. In this age of Kali, there is no other way, no other way, no other way, except for the name of Lord Hari, the name of Lord Hari, the name of Lord Hari. And in Vedic literature, or in Vedic culture, when something is mentioned three times, we can understand it is being done to indicate that great emphasis is being laid on this point. If you say it once, we may or may not realize its importance. If it is said twice, then still perhaps there is room for doubt. But if we say it three times, then it is clear. Please sit. Once class begins, we should not move in and out. So when it is said three times, however, then it is emphasis, it is clear that something is being very strongly emphasized. So in this verse from the Brihat Naradiya Purana, we are told that the only way in Kali Yuga for one's deliverance, for happiness, for liberation, for anything good to be achieved, it is only the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But we hear it so often, we are chanting every day. So there is a danger that when you do something every day, it might just become mechanical. There is a saying in English, familiarity breeds contempt. So we run the risk of taking the holy name for granted. It is just another one of our daily rituals. Just like we are taking bath, we are going to work, we are cooking our food, we are changing our clothes. It is just one of the daily activities. I'm also supposed to chant on the mala. So there is a danger. So it is necessary amongst devotees that we discuss this topic of the holy name very regularly. And we also sit together and chant on a periodical basis as often as possible. So this brings to the front of our mind that the holy name is actually the only way. Otherwise, there is a danger it may go to the back of our mind. So in this very beautiful poem, many, many wonderful truths about the holy name, about this world, also are mentioned. It starts off by saying, Madhuram madhurebhyopi, mangalebhyopi mangalam, Pavanam pavanebhyopi Harir Namaiva Kevalam. It is only, eva means only, or certainly, kevalam means it is the only thing. So it is only the holy name of Lord Hari that is the sweetest among all sweet things. Madhuram madhurebhyopi. It is the most auspicious amongst all auspicious things. Mangalebhyopi mangalam. It is the most purifying amongst all purifiers. Pavanam pavanebhyopi. Harir namaiva kevalam. There are so many sweet things in life. Madhura. Madhura means sweet. And there are many things. But the sweetest among all things is the holy name. It is explained, Srila Prabhupada says many times, that when a person has jaundice, then he cannot taste the sweetness of even sweet substances like sugarcane juice. And when he tastes sugarcane juice, then it actually appears to him to be bitter. The fault is not with the sugarcane juice. The fault is with the patient. Because he has that disease, so he thinks that sweet substance to be very bitter. But what is the remedy for jaundice? Only sugarcane juice. So when one keeps on drinking sugarcane juice, even though one may find it bitter in the beginning, still it will start curing the jaundice. And gradually, as the patient goes on drinking every day sugarcane juice, he will start recovering. And the symptom of that recovery is that the bitterness that he tastes in the sugarcane juice now reduces. And gradually he begins to taste some sweetness in the sugarcane juice. And finally, when he is fully recovered, he can understand that by now realizing, oh yes, this sugarcane juice is so sweet. It is very sweet. So we can see that the qualities of the sugarcane juice have remained always the same from the beginning to the end. But because the patient had jaundice in the beginning and he was cured from his jaundice at the end, so he tasted the juice as being bitter in the beginning and then sweet at the end. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada explains that we are all in a diseased condition of life. We have what may be called spiritual jaundice. And the only cure and remedy for this spiritual jaundice is the sweet nectar of the holy name of Lord Krishna. Now, initially, the talks about Lord Krishna, the name of Lord Krishna may not appear to be so sweet. But gradually, as we begin to do this, we will get the sweetness. Initially, when the lectures are going on, sometimes we may fall asleep. But of course, because it is so sweet, even when the devotees fall asleep, they are looking so happy. Next time you see somebody in the class sleeping, you just look at the face and you will see how they are blissfully sleeping. Wide smile on their face. But when you go in the trains and buses, there also people are sleeping, they're nodding off to sleep. But you see that they have such a grumpy and grouchy look on their face. They don't look happy. So even when they are sleeping in class, the soul is actually getting benefit. So regardless, the name of Lord Krishna being like nectar, it starts acting upon our spiritual jaundice. And the katha, all the messages and pastimes and name and fame, etc. of the Lord, everything starts curing our forgetfulness of the Lord, our spiritual jaundice. Nivritta tarshair gyamanat bhavaushadat shrotra manobiramat ka uttama shloka gunanuvadat puman virajyeta vina pashugnat. This is a very famous verse. It is spoken by King Parikshit to Shukadev Goswami. He is so happy that he has heard the descriptions of the pastimes of Lord Krishna from Shukadev Goswami. And this verse appears in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which means that they are practically on the last day now, or nearing the last day, at least the 6th day or the 7th day. Because so long, the first 9 cantos have been completed. And Shukadev Goswami had already assured Parikshit Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj had already assured Shukadev Maharaj that, my dear Brahman, O great sage, please do not think that being a king, being a worldly man, that I will become very tired of hearing the Krishna Katha, that I may out of tiredness or out of sleep or hunger or thirst, I may be impatient. No. I just want to keep on hearing this nectar that you will pour into my ears of the names and forms and pastimes of Lord Krishna. So this alone will satiate me. It will satisfy me. I do not need any food and drink and sleep. Because what you have been pouring into my ears for the last so many days is simply nectar. It is so sweet that my very soul is being satisfied. And because the soul is satisfied, my body also doesn't need any rest, any food, any drink. So he says that this nectar of the description of the pastimes of the Lord is especially relished by those who are nivritta tarshair, those who have lost the thirst for material enjoyment, those who are very much after material enjoyment, ye dil mange more, they want more and more and more, they cannot initially at least fully relish this. But especially those who have given up the taste and the thirst, who are no longer thirsty and hungry for money, enjoyment, the glitter, glamour of this material world, they can especially relish these descriptions. Nivritta tarshair giyamanat. Because this is a real medicine for this bhava roga, bhava aushadha. This bhava is another word for this material existence. Does anyone know why this material world is called bhava? What is the meaning of bhava in Sanskrit? Simple word. Anyone? The word bhava means to become. So, like, for example, we say, Chiranjeevi Bhava, become long-lived, right? So this Bhava means to become. So why is the material world called Bhava? Because you become diseased, you become old, you become dead, and then you become born again, and then you again become diseased, and become old, and become dead, and it goes on. So we are constantly becoming these four things. So therefore this is called bhava. And this state of bhava, of becoming something like this all the time, is such a vast state because there are so many species of life and it is going on for so many years. There are so many universes, so many planets, that this material existence is called the bhava sindhu, or the bhava sagara, or the bhavabdhim. There are different words like this. It is very vast, unfathomable. So the aushadhi, or the medicine, or the remedy for this bhava is this Krishna naam and Krishna katha. You see, this bhava roga is the most deadly disease of all diseases. TB, cholera, typhoid, HIV, all these may be serious diseases, no doubt. But more serious and deadly than any of these other diseases is this bhava roga that is binding us to this material world. It is this desire to want to enjoy our senses. It is this desire for sense gratification that is our greatest enemy, that is keeping us away from eternal happiness, that is keeping us away from Krishna. You see, there are two words in Sanskrit. One is called visha. What is visha? Poison. What happens when you take visha? Vishapan. When you drink visha, what happens? We die. The body is destroyed. Now there is another word. It is called vishayapan. You drink or you enjoy vishaya. What is this vishaya? All the objects of this world. The name, form, taste, sound, touch. It's called tanmatra. So all the sense objects of this world that we wish to enjoy with our senses, they are called vishaya. So when we want to enjoy the vishaya of this world, it is called vishaya bhoga. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina raso varjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. So the act of trying to enjoy this world, the vishaya, is called vishaya bhoga. It's called bhoga. When the senses come in contact with the vishaya, the contact of the indriya with the vishaya is called bhoga, or sense gratification. So therefore, this kind of vishaya, what is the result of drinking vishaya, vishaya pana? You destroy many bodies. Please try to realize this important point. When you drink poison, you destroy only this one body. You only die one time. Correct? But when you drink Vishaya, when you start enjoying the objects of the senses, how many times do you die? Millions and millions of times, because you have to keep changing the body. So long as we are enjoying the senses in this world, we are going to die and be born again and again die. So sense gratification keeps us bound in this cycle of birth and death. In other words, we have to be born and we have to die repeatedly, birth after birth. So just see, which is more dangerous, drinking poison or doing sense gratification? Yes? Sense gratification. That doesn't mean that we should go and drink poison thinking it is not as dangerous as sense gratification. The point is that this bhavaroga is this vishayapana. When we are enjoying our senses. So this is the deadliest of all diseases. And hearing the holy names of Krishna and the pastimes and the fame and other details about Krishna, that is the bhava aushadhi. Shrotra manaha abhiramaha. And when one regularly starts hearing about Krishna like this and chanting his names, then abhiramaha, it becomes very pleasing to the mind and to the heart. Bhavaushada shrotra. Shrotra means the ears. Manaha, to the mind. Abhiramaha. Ka uttama shloka gunanuvadat. So who is that person who will not hear such descriptions of Lord Krishna? Who is the person who will not hear the holy names of Lord Krishna? When here we have the ultimate medicine for everything, for all our diseases, except Puman Virajita Vina Pashukna. Only one kind of person will not listen, and he is a person who is a killer of animals, Pashukna. Pashukna means not simply one who is killing animals, that definitely is there, but anyone who is basically neglecting his or her own spiritual welfare. Such a person can be called a Pashugna or an Atmaha. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also said that this material body is actually a lump of ignorance. Sharira avidya jal. Jodendriya tahikar. It is extremely difficult for us to conquer the senses of this body. And the senses are entangling us in such a difficult way. And what is this body? Shatasandhi charcharam patatyavashyam parinama peshalam kim aushadhim prichasi mudhaturamate niramayam krishna rasayanam piva. You have heard this verse, anyone? Very nice verse from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He has quoted from other scriptures. What is the nature of this material body? Shatasandhi charcharam. So many joints. Now those of you who are young like this have no problem. You can sit anyhow. But once you cross certain age, then you will have this complaint, this pains, that pains. Then the joints will start paining. We cannot sit down. Shatasandhi. There are hundreds of joints in the body. And they will all start protesting. Jarjaram. Patatyavashyam. And this destruction for this body is inevitable. It is going to happen. Parinam peshalam. There is no doubt about this. So, kim aushadhim prichasi mudha durmate. This is Kulashekhar actually saying this, King Kulashekhar, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is quoting. So sometimes devotees, when they compose poetry or when they speak, they can be very harsh also. Not that they mean to be harsh, but they just want to wake up the sleeping souls. So they sometimes use very harsh language. They may sound like they are being harsh, but actually they are being very kind. Because in their heart, even when they speak these harsh words, they have love and kindness and mercy upon us, conditioned souls who are forgetful of Krishna. Therefore they speak such words which may appear to be harsh. Just like, for example, suppose your neighbor's house is burning, there is a fire in this house, and he is peacefully sleeping on his bed. What will you do? Will you go and very quietly, softly, "Prabhu, please wake up"? Will you tell like that? What will you do? You will create a big noise, isn't it? And if he continues to sleep, you will shake him. "Wake up, wake up, what are you doing? Your house is burning. Quickly, come on." There will be a sense of urgency in your voice, and you may even use some harsh language on him. But what is your intention? Your intention is you want to save him. So similarly, King Kulishekhar, the great devotee of Lord Krishna, he says, "O Moodha, O Durmati." Moodha means fool. And Durmati means one whose intelligence is spoilt. "Kim Aushadhim Prichhasi?" Why are you simply wasting your time looking after this body and then always asking for this medicine, that medicine, "Give me this tablet, that tablet"? All the time your consciousness is just simply focused on this body. Why are you doing this, wasting your time like this, O foolish person? "Krishna Rasayanam Piba." You drink this nectar tonic of Krishna. Those of you who are familiar with Ayurveda, you will know there are different kinds of beverages in Ayurveda. There is Rasayana, which is like a rejuvenating tonic. There is Asava, Kashayam. There are so many different kinds of drinks or beverages. So the Rasayana is especially... Any Ayurvedic doctor here? Any? Nobody? Ayurvedic doctor? No. Okay. So Rasayana is especially meant for rejuvenating. So King Kulishekhar is saying that why don't you drink this nectar, this nectarian Rasayana, this tonic of Krishna? Why don't you taste it, O foolish person? You are simply busy trying to maintain this body and asking this medicine, that medicine. So you see, when the pure devotees are tasting the happiness of Krishna consciousness, they are tasting the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes and names, they sometimes get so impatient and frustrated with the conditioned souls of this world who are still busy drinking poison, Vishayapana. The deadliest of Visha is the Vishaya. So they are so busy drinking the poison of this world and neglecting the real nectar of Krishna that they become so impatient, and therefore they use such harsh language sometimes. So Krishna Rasayanam Piba. So this is King Kulashekhar's instruction to all of us. Oh foolish people of this world, you are busy trying to enjoy your senses, busy becoming attracted to the glitter and glamour of this world. Give up all this and just drink the nectarian tonic of Krishna. So yes, Krishna Nama is Madhuram Madhure Bhyopi. And it is also Mangalam. Mangale Bhyopi Mangalam. It is most auspicious amongst all the auspicious things in life. There is one nice story that I like to tell many times. It is quite relevant in this connection. You see, in this world, what is auspicious and inauspicious is a very relative thing, isn't it? What is good for you may not be good for me. What is success for you may be failure for me. If we are playing a cricket match, I hope we'll never do that. But just for giving example, I'm saying, if you are on the winning side and I am on the losing side, what is victory for you is defeat for me. So in this world, it is all relative. If you have made a good business deal with me, that you get a lot of profit, then you are the gainer, I am the loser. So similarly, auspiciousness also is relative. What is auspicious for you may not be auspicious for me. You have heard of King Akbar and Birbal, right? So one time, Akbar, he woke up in the morning. Unfortunately, he woke up from the wrong side of bed. So he went into his balcony just to see the early morning, nice time, the birds flying and everything. And he stumbled and he hit himself upon the railing of his balcony. And the reason for his stumbling was that he was suddenly bit by a bee, stung by a bee. And because of that, he lost his composure and he stumbled and he fell. And then injured himself even more by striking his face on the railing. And as he looked out, he saw his palace grounds. So then immediately the ministers came, the doctors were called, and they all treated him. And then there was one particularly foolish minister. So he told the king, "My dear king, that this is something very inauspicious that has happened to you. So please tell us, what did you see as soon as you came to the balcony? What was the first thing you saw?" He said, "Well, I saw, what did I see? I saw the bird, I saw the tree, I saw, yes, I also saw the washerman, the palace washerman. He had been carrying my clothes and he greeted me from the ground, and I also greeted him." "Yes, Your Highness, that is the reason for this misfortune coming upon you. That washerman's face is inauspicious. And because you saw his inauspicious face, so just see this bee stung you, then you stumbled, then you hit your face on the balcony railing, you got injured. So because of his presence, that this misfortune has come upon you. So therefore you must sentence him to death, so that there will be no further such misfortune in the kingdom." So Akbar also fell under the clutches of this minister. So he said, "Yes, let that man be sentenced to death." So the poor washerman, he heard that he had been sentenced to death for no fault of his. He was really aghast. "What is this? What have I done? I have not done any mistake. And what would such people do who were aggrieved in Akbar's kingdom? Where would they go? They would go to Birbal." So Birbal understood, "Oh, once again our king has fallen victim to these foolish ministers. Normally the king is intelligent, but when he comes in contact with these foolish ministers, then he does all these things." So then he went to the king and he started discussing and said, "Oh dear king, it seems that you have punished this washerman with a death penalty." Akbar said, "Yes, his face is inauspicious." "Why is it inauspicious?" "Because when I saw him, the bee stung me and I stumbled and I hit myself on the railing of the balcony." "Oh, so you received some injuries. I see, I see. Let me see, what are the injuries?" "Okay, okay. Not very serious. It is still okay. Nicely treated. But, my dear king, do you realize that your face is much more inauspicious than the washerman's face?" The king said, "What do you mean? I am the king and you are speaking to me like this?" He said, "Phalena parichiyate," by the results one can understand. By looking at the washerman's face, you only got some small injuries on the face, but by looking at your face, he has got the death penalty. So who is more inauspicious? So Akbar was very intelligent. He said, "Birbal, you are correct as usual. You are very intelligent. So now I will pardon that washerman. I will beg forgiveness from him. I will punish this foolish minister who is guiding me like this. So this is the nature of auspiciousness and inauspiciousness in this world. Something is auspicious now, inauspicious tomorrow, but the holy name of the Lord always auspicious for everyone at all times, in all conditions. So there are no hard and fast rules, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says about the chanting of the holy name. You can chant anywhere, anyhow. In other situations, there are considerations of time, place and circumstance. For example, if you want to do worship of the deities, definitely there is consideration. If it's an eclipse time, there are restrictions on the worship of the deity. It is considered inauspicious. Similarly, if the pujari has not taken bath, then he is not supposed to go and worship the deity. Similarly, if there is a death in the family, it is considered unclean or inauspicious period. One should not worship the deity at that time. So there may be so many considerations. But when it comes to the chanting of the holy name, there is no such consideration. One can do it any time. One time, there was a small boy at the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Again, one of my favorite stories, little story. But this is a real story. His name was Gopal. You have heard this story? How many of you have heard this story? Okay, many have not heard, so I will say. So this Gopal, he was a very small boy. And one time, he saw somebody who was holding his tongue like this and going to the toilet. So young Gopal was curious to know, why are you holding your tongue when you are going to the toilet? So he had seen other things that the grown-ups had done. The Brahmanas, they would put their sacred thread on the right ear before going to the toilet. All these he had seen. But this is the first time he saw somebody holding his tongue to go to the toilet. So he said, why are you doing this? So he said, you see, my tongue is constantly chanting the names of Krishna. I cannot help it. Obviously, it means that person was a pure devotee. He said, my tongue is constantly chanting the names, it is vibrating. And now when I go to the toilet, I am going to a dirty place. I will do something that is unclean. So how can I, at this unclean time and circumstance, actually vibrate such a pure name? So I am trying to hold my tongue so my tongue will not chant the name of Krishna in the toilet. So young Gopal, he said, that is foolish. You must chant the holy name of Krishna all the time. Even if you are in the toilet, still you should chant the name of Krishna. He said, suppose you die in the toilet, then what will happen? Because we are supposed to think of Krishna and we are supposed to chant Krishna's holy name at the time of death. So death can come anytime. And if death comes to you when you are in an unclean situation, then what will happen? Does it mean that you have to get an inauspicious destination? So for a devotee of the Lord, he should chant the name anywhere and everywhere. Doesn't matter whether it is a toilet or anything else. And the devotee was very happy to hear this. And the word soon spread. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard about this. And he called this boy. He said, Gopal, from this day you have become my guru. Because you have become not only my guru, the guru of everybody. You instructed that devotee so nicely that day. It is a good instruction for all of us. So from today, you will be called Gopal Guru. So this boy's name became Gopal Guru. Later on, he went on to become Gopal Guru Goswami, one of the very important devotees in our line. So this is an indication that the holy name of the Lord is Pavanam Pavane Bhyopi Mangale Bhyopi Mangalam. It is the best of purifiers because it can purify you in all circumstances, even when we are physically or mentally unclean. If we take the holy name, it will purify us. And therefore, the holy name of the Lord is the most auspicious thing. It reminds me of another story. One time, there was one businessman. And as you know, businessman means busyness man. So business means you have to be very busy. So he was a devotee of Hanuman, but he did not get much time. So he said, well, what should we do? So when he was guided, he was told that yes, you should now chant. What is your timetable? The sadhu told him. So the sahi said, okay, I do this from this time, this time, this time. It described his 24 hours. And the sadhu said, really, you have no time. I agree with you. Your 24 hours are blocked. So I can see that the only time that you will actually get time to chant is when you are in the toilet. Because there is no other time for you. So at least you chant in the toilet. So then this devotee started chanting in the toilet. Ram, 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 Ram. And Hanuman was flying by. And Hanuman then said, what, he's chanting my Lord's name in the toilet? So he went and gave him a slap. And this person came back to the sadhu and said, see, I was chanting in the toilet and this is what happened. So he said, well, this is a wonderful thing, don't worry. This is blessings of Hanuman. And later, of course, Hanuman was told by Lord Ramachandra, yes, wonderful. Even if he is in the toilet, he should take my name. Death can come anytime. So that doesn't mean, of course, that we should take shelter of this example. We should find time to chant the holy names. In any situation, wherever we are, we should be chanting. Whether we are walking on the street, we are sitting in the car, we are in the house, we are in the temple, Harir Nama Iva Kelam. Always we should be chanting. And then it is explained, A Brahma Stamba Paryantam Sarvam Maya Mayam Jagat. From Brahma Loka, from Brahma, who is the highest position in this world, right down to Stamba. Stamba means a clump of grass, something ordinary on the ground and the earth planet. Sarvam Maya Mayam Jagat. This entire Jagat or world, Sarvam Jagat, is Maya Maya, is full of Maya. Maya means of the nature of or full of. So when you say Maya Maya, it means it is full of Maya, whose nature is Maya. Just like when you say Krishna Maya, that means full of Krishna. So Srimati Radharani's name is Krishna Mayi. Mother Yashoda's name is also Krishna Mayi, because they were always full of Krishna. Their consciousness was saturated with Krishna. At all times they were always thinking of Krishna. So our goal of life is also to become Krishna Maya or Krishna Mayi. If we are full of Krishna, if the only thing we know in life is Krishna, then our life is perfect. So just as we must become Krishna Maya, the world is Mahamaya, or rather Maya Maya. It is full of Maya. So the moment you step out, now we are sitting here in this nice beautiful hall with the deities, we are hearing about Krishna. It is a very nice, holy atmosphere. So the atmosphere here is Krishna Maya. Pictures of Krishna everywhere around us. But the moment you step out, Maya, Maya. Immediately it is full of Maya. And Maya's arrows will be assaulting our consciousness. So we have to protect ourselves from this influence of Maya by chanting Krishna's names. Even as we are walking, we must try to keep ourselves absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So, A Brahma Stambha Paryantam Sarvam Maya Mayam Jagat. So this is all illusory, all false. But Satyam Satyam Punah Satyam Hare Namaiva Kevalam. So this world is a world of illusion. But Hare Namaiva Kevalam is Satyam, Satyam, and again Satyam. It is true. You see, even today in India, when they carry a dead body, what do the people say when they're carrying the dead body? Yes, everybody knows that. Ram Naam Satya Hai. But Ram's Naam is Satya only till they reach the cremation and come back. Then money, money Satyam Hai. Then money is Satya. The world is Satya. Ram Naam Satya is only till the Smashan. So this is called Smashan Bhakti or Smashan Vairagya. Ram's Naam is Satya only at this time. And nowadays, even at the Smashan time, you find people will be using it as an occasion to socialize and catch up on the business gossip and other things. Sometimes when some devotees, relatives, close family member dies, or even when some devotee passes away, we go for the last rites, the devotees are there chanting kirtan, and you will find some other friends and relatives who are not devotees coming. Those among them who are very pious, they participate in the kirtan. There are others who look quite bored with the whole thing, and they get together and they are chatting and going on with their own gossip. So even nowadays in the smashan, that Ram Naam Satya Hai has gone. So why do we say this Ram Naam Satya Hai? Because at the time of a death of a near and dear one, we are conscious of the misery of this world. We must realize at this time, the relationships of this world are also illusory. The wealth, the pleasures, and everything of this world is also illusory. Only Ram Naam Satya Hai. This is the only reality. Therefore, Chanakya Pandit has advised us that there are three experiences we should never forget in our life. One is Roga Kale Smashanecha Dharmakhyana. These three things. Roga Kale means when you are suffering from some severe disease, and you have lot of pain, lot of difficulty, don't forget that experience. Once we are all right, then we think everything is fine. One doctor, who is a devotee, was telling me that one time there was one lady who was in labor pain. She was about to give birth to one child, and there was some complication, and she was experiencing so much pain that she was telling the doctor, kill the child, kill the child. Of course she didn't mean it. She meant it at that time because the pain was there, but she will never speak once the child is born like this. But once the child was born, then naturally she forgot everything. She forgot the pain that she had to go through. Such is Maya. When we are in so much of pain with some disease, at that time we are begging Krishna, please help me. But when the medicine works, or some, for some reason we become cured, then we forget. It is part of life, yes, everybody say it is part of life. Kabhi khushi, kabhi gham. It is like that. That is how is life in this world. What can we do? But Chanakya says, you must remember. Similarly, smashan kale, when you go to the smashan, in other words, when you are lamenting for the demise of a loved one, the sorrow that you are feeling in separation from your loved one, don't forget that. Of course, Chanakya Pandit is not saying that we should constantly be in depression because of such things. We should come over that. But what he wants to say is that this will make you remember that this material world is a place of misery. So that you will not waste your time in trying to falsely enjoy this world. And this impression, this experience will be strengthened when you come to Dharma Akhyana, which means a pravachan on religious subjects, on a Krishna conscious lecture or a satsang. So this is strengthened because you hear it now from the scriptures. Oh, dukkhalayam ashashvatam. This material world is a place of misery and it is temporary. And in a spiritual discourse, you hear not only about the misery of this world, but you also hear the positive and real alternative, Krishna consciousness. You see, many people in this world know that this world is a place of misery, but they have no alternative. They don't know what to do, what else to do. Because of lack of knowledge, they continue to enjoy even though they suffer. So Dharma Khyana, the experience is twofold. We understand the misery of this world by hearing, and we also understand the reality of Lord Krishna, the reality of the holy name, the reality of the world of Vaikuntha, the kingdom of God. Then we start striving towards obtaining that reality. Satyam, satyam, punaha satyam, hare nama iva kevalam. Then this becomes very firmly entrenched in our mind and we develop strong faith. Of course, now we have covered only two verses. Six more verses are there. But we don't have time because otherwise we can go on all night like this. But suffice it to say, I will just tell you the meaning of the other six and not give the purport as I gave for the first two. Sa guruhu sapita chapi sa mata bandhavopi sah shikshaye chet sadasmartum hare namaiva kevalam. Sa guruhu, he is a guru. Sapita, he is a father. Sa mata, she is a mother. Sa bandhavopi saha, he is a relative. Only if he or she shikshayet chet sadasmartum instructs you to always remember Hare Namaiva Kevalam. In other words, if your father, mother, guru, etc. is not telling you about the holy name of the Lord, then they don't deserve to be father, mother, brother, sister, guru, etc. This is the message here. Of course, there are many verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam also of a similar kind, but I will not discuss that now. Nishvase nahi vishvasaha kada ruddho bhavishyati. Nishvasa means without breath. In other words, when that stage will come when we will be without breath. In other words, when death will come. Nahi vishvasaha. We don't know. We have no idea when that stage of life will come when we will have no more breath in our body. Kada ruddho bhavishyati. In the future, when it will happen, When death will come, we do not know. Therefore, kirtaniya mato balyad. Therefore, from childhood itself, you must chant the holy names of the Lord in kirtan. Chant the holy names of the Lord because there is no certainty about when death will come. Next verse. Harihi sada vase tatra yatra bhagavata janaha gayanti bhakti bhavena hare namaiva kevalam. So Hari or Krishna vase tatra resides there where yatra bhagavata janaha, where the devotees of the Lord, what do? Gayanti bhakti bhavena, with devotion they are singing Harir Namaiva Kevalam. See, such beautiful poetry, such simple language, but so deep. So Lord Krishna is present where his devotees gather together and chant with great devotion the holy names. Then Krishna personally comes there and participates in that kirtan. He is very pleased by such chanting of his names. Aho dukkham maha dukkham dukkha dukkhataram yataha kachartham vismritam ratna hari namaiva kevalam. Oh, what a sorrow! Oh, what a great sorrow! Maha dukkham dukkha dukkhataram yataha, greater than the greatest of all sorrows. So what is so sorrowful? Kachartham vismritam ratna. We are considering the greatest, most precious jewel, the diamond of Harinam, Harinamaiva Kevalam, to be like a broken piece of glass. Kachartham. Oh, what a great sorrow. The holy name of Lord Krishna is like a priceless jewel. And out of ignorance, we are considering this to be just something worthless, like a broken piece of glass lying on the ground. What can be greater sorrow than this? Yes, indeed, this is the greatest sorrow. Dhruva Maharaj also prayed like this, isn't it? After he had darshan of the Lord, sthana bhilashe tapase sthitoham tvam praptavan deva munindra guhyam kacham vichinvan apidivya ratnam swamin kritarthosmi varam nayache. My dear Lord, just to obtain a very high position in this world, sthana abhilashi, I came to you. Tapasi sthitoham, I situated myself in very severe penance. And after that, I have obtained you, tvam praptavan, who are very difficult to attain even for the great demigods and sages. Deva munindra guhyam. But then, kacham, I am thinking that whatever I intended to ask you, all the things of this world, a big kingdom, kacham api divya ratnam, having obtained this priceless jewel of your devotion, or devotion to you, and darshan of your lotus feet, I think that all the kingdoms that I asked for, and all the wealth and opulence of this world, is like a broken piece of glass. Swamin kritarthaha, now, O my dear Lord, I am fully satisfied. Varam na yache, I don't want any more benedictions from you. So Dhruva Maharaj's realization is perfect, that Krishna is a priceless jewel, and the things of this world are like broken pieces of glass. So this is aho sukham maha sukham sukha sukhataram yataha. Yes? Oh, what joy, what joy. Dhruva Maharaj has understood the real jewel and has understood that everything else is broken piece of glass. But when it is the opposite, when we think that the holy name of Krishna or Krishna consciousness is just something ordinary, and the real precious things of life are all the material objects of this world, then that is aho dukkham maha dukkham dukkha dukkha taram yataha. There is nothing more sorrowful than this. And then the great poet goes on to say, diyatam diyatam karno niyatam niyatam vachaha giyatam giyatam nityam harir namaiva kevalam. So constantly hear Krishna's name, constantly sing Krishna's name, constantly accept Krishna's name in your life. Trini kritya jagat sarvam rajate sakalopari. This entire world, jagat sarvam, is trini kritya, becomes as insignificant as a blade of grass when you compare it to the holy name. Rajate sakalopari, because the holy name is reigning supreme over the entire world, and the entire world seems to be insignificant, like a blade of grass in front of the holy name. And what is the holy name? Chidananda Maya Shuddham. It is pure. Chidananda Maya. Again, the word Maya has come. Chit means spiritual. Ananda means bliss. So this holy name is Chidananda Maya Harir Namaiva Kevalam. And in front of the holy name, everything else becomes insignificant like a blade of grass. Therefore, Rupa Goswami has prayed to Krishna, O Krishna, please give me thousands of tongues so I can chant the holy name, because there is so much nectar. Please give me thousands of years so I can hear the holy name through all these thousands of years. And not only should the thousands of years be here on this body, but I want years wherever the devotees are chanting the holy names. Someone is chanting Iswaragaloka, someone in Maharloka, someone in different parts of Bangalore, someone in so many cities of India. Wherever devotees all over the universe are chanting, I want my ears there. And I know what I'm asking is impossible, but still I'm asking for it. Because such is the nectar of the holy name. I want to constantly hear Krishna Naam. So this is how a person who has tasted the sweetness of the holy name speaks. This is how he feels. We may not actually feel like that, but at least we can learn how the great devotees of the Lord feel and experience, and what is their opinion about the holy name. And by hearing such descriptions, such narrations, our faith in the holy name increases. All the philosophy we hear, everything ultimately is meant to bring us to the point of thinking like this. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyatha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I should end before everybody starts saying Prasadeva, Prasadeva, Prasadeva Kevalam. So before that comes, better to stop. Thank you very much for your very kind and patient attention. Are there any questions? Okay, yes, Mataji. Thousand tongues to chant. thousand tongues to chant, thousands of ears to hear the holy names. Because 2 years is not sufficient to hear the nectar. Just like when we're taking delicious prasadam, we wish we had more mouths. Sometimes when I go to devotees' homes, they cook so much and they offer so much. The first thing I ask them is, do you have any shop here that gives a stomach on hire? Then we can eat. So just like we are eager to have more stomachs and more mouths to eat delicious prasadam, we should also aspire to have more tongues and more ears to chant and hear the holy names of Krishna. Aita? Okay, yes.
You mentioned about the Vishaya.
Vishaya, yes.
So, we understand that you have been doing sense gratification for millions of lifetimes. So, even a great acharya says that if you get out of Vishaya, then your heart is pure. So, how do we really practice that?
The question is how to come out of Vishaya vritti, or this hankering for sense gratification, this tendency for sense gratification that has been there for millions of lives, how to come out of it, right? Harir namayava kevalam. No other way. Nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranyatha. Na asti eva, na asti eva, na asti eva gatihi anyatha. This is the, as they say in Sanskrit, Ram Bana Upai. The one solution for all problems. So now I'm sure all of us have so many problems in life, isn't it? Nobody will say, I have no problems. And the solution to every problem is Harir Nama Eva Kevalam. It is true. It's not an exaggeration. This is our faith. We should have faith that the holy name of Lord Krishna will be the real solution, final, permanent solution to all our problems. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.